Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Drew. How can I assist you today?
Hi, I'm calling in behalf of the customer named Janelle Brooks. The customer has the appointment for today for the installation of his refrigerator. The customer said that the XPO or the third party came in his address but didn't do the service. And as I've checked in here, they schedule or made a schedule for this coming April 6th for the installation. So the customer want to know why they didn't do the installation for today since he or she is set, the appointment is set for today.
All right, what's the zip code so I can take a look at that order?
Let me check in here. Zip code is 46217.
All right, give me just 1 second. And what's the name on that order? Janelle Barton, you said?
Janelle Brooks.
And that FMS is 76. What's the FMS number?
Let me check in here. For the appointment for this coming 6th or for today's appointment?
For today.
Order number is 766. 40041. Again, 766-40041.
All right, I've got that up.
Or I can provide you the order number also, the OMA order number. Because as I'm seeing here, I didn't see any installation but this appointment for today, but the customer said that someone came from the XPO, but they didn't do anything, or then because they said that they can't move the refrigerator, and the customer needs a further explanation if what is the specific reason for that. Why they need to reschedule that on April 6th.
So it looks like, according to the notes on the order, that it is give me just a second.
Okay, let me refresh here also. Hold on. Hello?
I'm here.
Is this their representative?
Yes, this is Drew with XPO.
Okay.
All right, so looking over the notes, it looks like that the fridge was originally dropped off in a garage, and the original delivery team was supposed to install it. And reading the notes, it looks like my tech was the only one that was on site with the for that service provider, and he wasn't going to be able to move the unit by himself. And that's why he was unable to do the installation today.
So it means that it needs someone to move and do the installation. That's why they schedule it for 6, right?
Correct. They had to they had to schedule it out into the 6 because he was the only delivery one available.
Okay. So it needs someone to do the installation.
They needed somebody to have... Yes, that it's a two-person job because that unit is... I'm not sure how big the unit is because it's not attached to anything on here. So it looks like that unit's probably going to weigh about 300-400 pounds if it's a refrigerator, and the technician is not going to be able to move that on their own.
Okay, thank you so much for that information, and I'll provide that information to the customer. So it is confirmed that he has the appointment for this coming April 6th, right? For the installation of this.
Give me just a second and I can take a look.
Okay.
Yes, they are rescheduled for the 6th.
Okay. So thank you for so much for the information. I'll provide that information to the customer.
Not a problem.
Enjoy the rest of your shift.
You as well.
Goodbye for now.